lost in the sound.
Talk it over. Get out.
see nothing wrong with that. I am not the skin, I am the soul that lives within. I was a source of so much laughter. 15 when it all broke off. 18 and I went all natural. February 2002, I went on and did what I had to do. Because it was time to change my life, to become the woman that I am inside. 97 dreadlocks all gone. I looked in the mirror for the first time and saw that, hey, I am not my hair, I am not the skin, I am not your expectations, no, no.
Oh. make me a better person? Does the way I wear my hair make me a better friend? Oh, does the way I wear my hair determine my integrity? Glory. She promised God if she was to survive, she would enjoy every day of her life. Oh. On national television, her diamond eyes are sparkling. Bald headed like a full moon shining, singing out to the whole wide world like, hey.
I was getting a little carried away in the mix. TCS on a Monday night. Yours truly, the Aviator, DJ Rio, T.O. Sweet. We deliver this to you every Monday. You can visit our website. You sure can. I mean, a lot of people want to know what we're throwing down, what we're playing, because for some reason this style of music is always a mystery to the rest of the world. But we have to change that. To all my TCATs, to all the TCS listeners, we have to change that. The playlist is available on our website at www.tcats.com. That is TCATs. That's cats plural with a nice little T in front. You know? Most people, they go on, they check TCS.com, but you know what? Not quite. Anyway, let me just get into a little tidbit. Little titty bitties. Anyway, let me start with an announcement. WNYU will be co-sponsoring and DJing City Soul 2006, a free renewable energy powered festival with live music from, now forgive me if I pronounce this incorrectly, A, Japanther, The Occasion, Parts and Labor, Tomorrow's Friend, and The Wilds. Also, interactive exhibits showcasing key innovations, practices, and policies for New York's sustainable future. Plus a green lifestyle marketplace offering apparel, electronics, and household goods. For more information, again, it's the DJing Cities, oh, I'm sorry, it's the City Soul 2006. And the official website is www.citysoul.org. That's CITYSOL.org. That's in case you want information regarding all that. Now I'll get into the mints. Of course, I always like getting into the mints. Anyway, I'm going to be doing the Rio's rant. Deneen called about that. What's up, Deneen? And we got the top 10 Did You Know for the week. And let me just get into saying that, you know, I'm a little pissed off about the whole Miami thing. Now listen, if you're a true New York fan, you must hate Miami because they got Shaq, they got Alonzo Mourning, and you know, they got Peyton. I like Peyton with Seattle, but for some reason, somehow it felt like LA last night in that arena. And you know what? I really am not much of a Dallas person, but I am rooting all the way for Dallas. I didn't see any foul at the end for all those T-Cats listeners that are basketball fans. There was no foul to me at the end. And I just think it's silly that you would stop a team from going to the halfway court with 1 second left in an NBA final. I think that's ridiculous. I know we got rule books, but you know, I think in an NBA final, there's nothing like an honest finish. You have to give those guys, I mean, that was overtime. It was not like, you know, they came back from 20 points. It was a very tight game, and I think it should have ended tight. I was against the referee's decision, even though they did screw up, but you know, that's enough. And you know, I'm also big up on the World Cup. The best World Cup game I saw so far was the Ghana versus Czech Republic. I think that is the embodiment of what the World Cup is about. There's always these underdogs that come out of left field and do their thing. And I love it. I hope people out there just catch it, because this does roll around once every 4 years, and you definitely have to catch it. Anyway, let me get into the mints. Guy from Queens, mints to T.O. Sweet and his girl, Arshena. I hope I'm saying that right. Jeremy drops an IM. He gives mints out to the T-Cats, Jellybean J, Hector House Nation, and Christine Brandich. And, of course, none other than our very own official Yin Yang man, Buddha, dropped in. You know, he was like, you're getting into techno, man. Yeah, you know what? I love exploring, man. There's nothing like playing underground music without exploring. He gives mints out to the New Soul, Nat Facts, the whole vibe of the T-Cats, the TCS thing. And, of course, T.O. Sweet and myself, Rio. And Deneen, of course, she's looking forward for my rant. My rant this week is pretty belated, you know? My rant, let me just lower the music here a little. My rant now is, I'm just sick and tired, you know, of consumers getting used. You know, I guess we're all consumers, you know? We love to consume, eat, and all that. But the thing that bothers me the most are, you know, there's a lot of things you know people have to deal with in terms of bills and all this other stuff. And you know what? They're giving it to us. They're just giving it to us on a daily basis. I mean, there's not one person I don't know. I mean, I'm sorry. There's not one person I know that does not have a printer hooked up to their computers. And I think it's ridiculous what they're doing to us. The printers now are as low as about $40, $50. And the ink cartridges for a color printer costs more than the printer itself. It's a ripoff. It's a crime. It's shanking the public. I wish somebody would step up and stop these companies for charging us $20 to $30 for like 3 ounces of ink. Now, I know what you professional cats are saying out there. Like, you know what, man? Well, we use laser color where I work. Well, you know what? To hell with you, because I know oh, you want to hear something funny? They just came out with color laser printers for $300, and the cartridges for those are about $80 a piece, and you got to buy 3 or 4 of them. So go figure. I think it's a crime. I never knew in all my years growing up, I never knew ink would be more expensive than a lot of other things you can get on the street, if you don't mind me saying so. What is the deal with charging us? You know, and then they got that refillable crap where you pretty much look like a drug user with a syringe and you got to inject the ink. And I think that's nasty. It's disgusting. And, you know, I know they're always coming out with ways to make it cheaper and make it better. But you know what? Screw you. Screw you, all you ink companies, your printer companies that are just sucking the people dry by charging us $30 for refills. Okay, that's my rant of the week. And let me get into the top 10. Did you know? Okay, we're going to wrap this up here. Oh, yeah. Did you know? Okay. Oh, let me reset this. Hold on. All right. I know. See, Sweet does that better than I do. Anyway, let me get into it. We're running out of time here. Did you know a kangaroo cannot jump without its tail? Y'all thought they had, like, these powerful feet. Not. Did you know a hummingbird? See, I'm getting into the animal stuff. I kind of like animals, you know, so who doesn't? Hummingbird. Did you know a hummingbird weighs less than a penny? That's amazing. Okay, did you know the electric chair was invented by a dentist? Sure as hell gonna think twice about getting my teeth clean next time. Did you know 11% of the world, and this is a fact, I mean, I don't mess here, 11% of the world is left-handed. Did you know the word Canada means big village in Native American? Did you know there are 1,000 plus chemicals in a cup of coffee? And there are 3,000 plus chemicals in a cigarette. Did you know you're born with 300 bones, but when you become an adult, you wind up with 206? That's 84 bones that just went out to lunch. Did you know Leonardo da Vinci invented scissors? Did you know cockroaches will be the last animal alive? And last but not least, did you know all countries starting with the letter A end in A, except for Afghanistan? And that's it for this week. I'll be catching you guys next week in Candyland. I hope you enjoyed the show. And call us, 212-998-1818. I know I don't like opening the phone lines so much. But, you know, what can I say? I guess I get to get on earlier. Anyway, this is The Candy Store.